Husband? You all right? Then what's with the face? The face that says, I'm either going to tear all your clothes off or kill someone. What happened? Something has happened, and I am all ears. And legs and hands and a very capable mouth. What exactly do you expect? You leave me alone all day, lounging in these sheets. And then you come back with that look in your eye. That pensive, thoughtful, ooh, woman. Then come to the woman who loves you, silly old man. Come. Who did what, my darling? Someone did something and I will hurt them. Because they're making my husband very grumpy. Well, that is true. There is always an edge of grump about you. My love. My husband. My darling, people have said those things since we got married. They're not going to stop now. Because people are idiots and believe in blood purity. I don't care what they say. And neither should you. If I lost sleep over every single man that's called me a whore, a witch, a slattern, I wouldn't have had the energy to make so many children. Have you considered that is precisely why they say those things? To undermine you and draw a wedge between us. Little do they know, it actually increases the odds of us furthering our line, but there we are. Don't be cross. Or grumpy. Or sad. I'll allow disgruntled. Now lie back in these sheets and let me do something for you. Something I've had many years practicing. Taking off your shirt. Arms up. Sitting on you. How can I not be bothered? 'Cause while they're gossiping in taverns and cold halls, I am with the man I love. And I feel like being given another child. Well, if your old man bones are up to it. Well, those 5 years might have caught up with you. Maybe I should have married a younger man. When he wouldn't have your face. All these scars. All that pouty little mouth. You, my lord, are a professional about. Luckily, I am a professional wife. And I know how to turn that power into a more favorable expression. It starts by covering your chest in kisses. No interfering. Because I'm not the one grumpy and pouty. I am ablaze. I am warm. My cup is full. It is my darling husband that needs attention. You are welcome to fondle any parts of me you can reach. Just don't interfere with this work. Mother's work. And pain. And pleasure. It's all those things. I intend to make this chest very rosy. Not by covering you with kisses. Your eyes never lie. What part of this is about you, do you not comprehend? Shall I prove them wrong? Shall we make your cock swell? Shall we spill your seed inside? Who's the impatient one now? Was I giving you the impression that I was teasing you? I was preparing you. I know you like to be licked. Before you are swallowed. Thank you. Why would I wear small clothes when I knew you were coming? I guess you always come after a council meeting. I did not plan anything. I'm not a witch or a whore or a slut. I'm the woman who knows you. Who has had your children. Who has listened to you snore. Felt your cock. In every hole I possess. What you think of as a magical gift is a woman's love. So in a way, you are not wrong. You are a bossy man. So you are. Nicholas, it's not me that needs the tension relieving. It's not me who's suffered fools. Well, not tonight. It's not me who needs to bury deep. No, they're home. I'm gonna grab your hair. Makes riding you easier. Allow you to rub my clit with your thumb. I will allow it. I'll allow you to come inside me. I'll allow you to spill your seed. Make a girl. Or a boy. I'll allow you to come up. I married you because of an arrangement. But I love you. I grew. Every time you held my hand, brought me a flower. Or read to me while I was in the bath. I loved you. I love you now. Oh, my grumbling man. The trouble is, you don't know. I loved you. Leave him alone. Oh, my husband. You are the father of my children. Let them talk. Let them say I am a spy. An outsider. A stranger. We know the truth. Here. Where I fuck you. Where I've given birth to our children. We've nearly starved ourselves. Because we couldn't stop doing this. I'll wake you for the next round.